Praise waits for thee, O God in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the springing thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. The floods of ungodliness made me afraid, but I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Gracious Father, we call out to you, save us from the ungodly, from those that practice deception, that distort truth, provoke violence, and parade abortion as a right. Holy God, we know that you did not come to strengthen our rights, but to save us from our wrongs. We pray, Father, for those ones who do not know you or have turned from you. Just as you have saved us from our former selves, touch those that are in need. We pray for our leaders, those that know you, those that open to rebuke you, and those that are seeking you. We pray for Amy Coney Barrett. May that sister in the Lord be strong as she faces the assault of the ungodly. We pray for our president and vice president. Guide and direct them by your Spirit as they strive to lead this nation. We pray for those facing fires in California, floods in the South, and COVID virus across our nation. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the elections ahead. We pray for godly ones to be elected and reelected. Your will be done. We pray for our pastor as he and Karen travel. Grant them a time of refreshment and relaxation. For all those of our Oakwood family apart from us, keep them safe and healthy. Father, there are needs on the hearts of every family. For the unsaved members, for financial and health concerns, there are concerns for fractured relationships, for misunderstandings that fester, and outright hostility among loved ones that need not be. We pray, Father, for healing and deliverance. In this time of great concern, let us remember, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terrors by night, nor the arrows that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Grant us peace, as we stand and recite together the prayer you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Please be seated.
For those of you that grew up in the 60s, like I did, with a piece of Lord, you know, we always walk around and do like that. You know, you think about the people, but we are experiencing a much more lasting peace than that. The Lord Jesus, the same night he was betrayed, took bread and gave thanks. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And he gave to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed us and refreshed us at your table. Strengthen us in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Loyalty should be. Thank you very much. And how about great music as always? Bible Church, hear this charge and receive this benediction. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.